This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Surprise Hong Kong security legislation out of Beijing sends shivers through financial markets. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. Hong Kong's benchmark Hang Seng Index tumbled as much as 5.7% today, its worst single-day performance in 5 years, as activists in the city call for a night of protests. That's in response to China's proposals for new security legislation that could station mainland officers in the city, which was the backdrop for months of sometimes violent pro-democracy protests last year. Though China has vowed to implement a trade deal with America, President Trump warned the U.S. would react strongly if Beijing greenlights the proposal, which could see demonstrators charged with treason. Hong Kong's leader, Carrie Lam, has just said she supports Beijing's decision. But speaking at a news conference today, a member of Hong Kong's Legislative Council, Claudia Mo, expressed her anger at China's announcement.
They're now claiming complete jurisdiction over Hong Kong. They are practically telling the rest of the world that in Hong Kong we do whatever we want at whatever cost. One country comes first, and two systems is basically zilch.
Heightened tensions have renewed worries the semi-autonomous city's status as a global financial hub could now be at risk. The BBC's Andrew Wood has more from Hong Kong.
A lot of people are rather disappointed and worried about what Beijing is going to do next. The business groups are still keeping a bit quiet about it. Analysts are fearing the worst. Until now, Hong Kong had always been a very good place for international businesses to do business. The British system of law that still basically runs Hong Kong is very, very friendly and easy to operate if you're trying to do things like write contracts or launch bonds or do all sorts of other financial engineering and legal things, mergers and acquisitions and so on. That if this goes ahead, then a lot of businesses might start saying, well, can we trust the courts? But also it just might mean that people say, well, we've had enough with Hong Kong. Obviously, the long-term trend is that Beijing's going to take more and more control between now and 2047. Let's move to Singapore, perhaps, instead.
This move by Beijing obviously comes as the world is dealing with uncertainties around coronavirus. And it said today it's scrapping economic growth targets.
Well, in a way, Beijing is only doing what an awful lot of companies have done. They've said, look, we can't give you guidance on our profits or losses because everything is just so incredibly uncertain at the moment. But it's very, very different from a company doing it, no matter how big the company is, compared to the world's second largest economy. Growth has been so consistent over the past 30 years in China. Of course, there's a big advantage for scrapping your growth target. There's nothing to miss. You can't get it wrong. And I know there are some people who are sceptical, perhaps, about Chinese economic statistics. So it's probably better to just say, look, we don't know what's going to happen.
The BBC's Andrew Wood in Hong Kong. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
China's plans also knocked the Shanghai Composite Index down nearly 2% this morning. European shares are down as much as 1%. India's benchmark is down 1.2% after the central bank unexpectedly slashed interest rates there to 4%, the lowest level in 20 years. Elsewhere, Argentina could default on its debt for the ninth time since independence. Bond payments on $500 million are due today, but the country is in talks with creditors. With a long weekend coming up, some of us might have headed to the ballpark for some peanuts, Cracker Jacks, and a ball game. But the coronavirus pandemic has wiped the world's sports schedules clean. Still, Major League Baseball hopes to restart its season as early as July, and players have been in talks with management this week over new safety protocols. They could perhaps take a page from South Korea's playbook, where bats have been cracking for the last few weeks. The BBC's Julie Yoon has that story from Seoul.
With the crack of a bat, baseball returned to South Korea after a long delay. It hasn't been a typical start to the season. Fans aren't allowed in the stadium. Out on the field, umpires, coaches, and even the cheerleaders wear masks and gloves. It sounds surreal, but this could be the future of sport.
I don't think I will ever get used to covering games in empty stadiums.
UGO covers Korean baseball at the Yonhap News Agency.
I do know for a fact that MLB is watching closely what the KBO is doing to begin a season during this pandemic. There are some cues that can be taken from how the KBO is running things in terms of keeping the fans out for the time being, doing the temperature checks. And if the player tests positive, his team plus his most recent opponents, they're going to be shut down. So you're looking at least two teams out of 10 being quarantined for 14 days. And then the league will have no choice but to reduce the number of games to be played in 2020.
South Korea's baseball games are usually aired in the United States while most people are asleep. But it seems fans are tuning in, creating a potentially new source of revenues for local teams as traditional ticket sales dry up.
Doing the games right now is better than not doing any games at all, because there's also advertising funds and also like broadcasting revenues that comes in even without fans.
Kim Sung-min works for the Lotte Giants, one of the original six teams in Korea's top baseball league.
We all grew up revering the Major League Baseball, and Major League Baseball has always been broadcasted in Korea, and that was like the dream. And now it's kind of like the 360 turn, because it's the U.S. audience that's watching our games and wishing that they were in the same situation as we are right now.
Creating safe sports environment is only one part of the puzzle. Many traditional baseball habits like fist bumping and high fives are no longer allowed, which means America's national pastime could look very different when they return to the field. In Seoul, I'm the BBC's Julie Yoon for Marketplace.
And here in London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.